When the Vikings took the practice field one day last week, they had an important crowd in attendance. Not the coaches or the front office preparing for the upcoming season, but rather 50 youth helping to usher in a vital part of the Minnesota Vikings organization.
We're always looking at ways in which we can have an impact in our community, and we're excited to take a new, engaged approach to the Vikings' charitable engagement efforts. It's our pleasure to introduce today the Minnesota Vikings Foundation, a new charitable organization with a primary focus on advancing the well-being of youth through engaging health and education initiatives.
We want to strive to be a great organization in all levels, and not just to say it, but to do it. If we really pull our resources together, be hands-on approach, have certain initiatives, and allow our fans to get involved with this. We truly believe we can move the dial.
The Minnesota Vikings Foundation was launched last week, along with the aid of 50 local youth who were paired up with Vikings staffers who volunteered as mentors for the kids. The fifth and sixth graders were able to watch the team practice, get some autographs, participate in a football clinic, and left with a backpack full of supplies for the upcoming school year.
It was fun. It was something I never thought I would ever do in my life. I met Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen. For me to meet them, it's a blessing.
Really the best part was getting to see them look at the players and people that they look up to, and just the amazement and the awe that they have. And these kids have never had that before, you know, most of them at least. And it's just really cool to see their reaction to this and how engaged they are. And they know a lot about football. It's really cool to be a part of a day like that.
As the day at Winter Park concluded, the 50 kids took time to write down life goals and where they dream they will be in 20 years. The organization then took those goals and buried them in a time capsule at the new facility in Eagan.
One, two, three, throw.
Nice work, guys.
All right. Measure it, monitor it, follow these kids as they grow up, and hopefully this program and others like it in our community will have an impact. And we're excited to see where we go, where the kids go in the future, and the impact that our foundation and our organization continues to have in Minnesota.
Having these local youth in attendance for the day was the perfect beginning to the foundation that was created to advance the well-being of youth through engaging health and educational initiatives.
We have a chance, using football as a platform, to really change the lives and impact not only the Twin Cities, the state of Minnesota, but where these young people will grow up in the different colleges and where they go work around the world, that starting this foundation we think will help impact them in a way that will really help change the world.
The Wolves and the Minnesota Vikings have always placed a big emphasis on making a difference in community. And last week, they made a $1 million investment to give the foundation a strong start. Giving back is a pillar of the Vikings organization. With the foundation launched last week, the impact will be felt by many more, as a measurable difference will be made in the lives of the children in our community.
And so to have football coaches, general managers, and the football executives also supporting this, and that's why we can have players, that's something that shouldn't be lost in all of this process. So to have the entire organization come together, especially your coach, your head coach, your general manager, your executive vice president of football operations, to come together, what it does from ownership to everyone throughout this organization, they have a way to really make a difference in the lives of young people. And so that's what I think makes this really special.